Today being St. Patrick's Day, commentator Maureen Corrigan says if you're not wearing green, you're sure to be turning green after hearing some of the recipes featured in a new cookbook titled A Trifle, A Coddle, A Fry by Veronica Jane O'Mara and Fionnuala O'Reilly.
I may be biased, but it seems to me that lately it's become very chic to be Irish. Take the arts, for instance. What's the hottest movie around? The Crying Game, an Irish movie. Who's the hunkiest new leading man? Liam Neeson, an Irish actor. Who's the most universally loathed female performer? Not Madonna, not Roseanne, Sinead O'Connor, a loathed Irish female performer. This year, the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York even made 60 Minutes and the cover of The New Yorker, when the ancient order of the Hibernians refused to let gay and lesbian Irish Americans march. Maybe somebody should leaflet the Hibernians with copies of The Ballad of Reading Jail, a moving poem by one of the most brilliant Irish writers of all time, Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde. Wilde published the poem in 1898 after spending years in prison for the crime of homosexuality. It's guaranteed to melt the heart of even the most hidebound Hibernian. Besides sex, the Irish tend to be a wee bit conservative in their attitudes towards another one of life's great pleasures, food. But this year, when all things Irish have become trendy, there have even been some courageous attempts to celebrate Irish haute cuisine. And I don't mean green beer. A charming new cookbook entitled A Trifle, A Coddle, A Fry offers 67 recipes for the meals referred to in the works of famous Irish writers. Instead of the usual literary pub crawl, this is a literary food crawl through the imaginations of the likes of James Joyce, Elizabeth Bowen, and Sean O'Casey. And crawl is the right word, because if you actually do eat some of the meals contained here, I'm wagering you'll be crawling on your hands and knees in the direction of what's known in Ireland as the bog. You'll know why Samuel Beckett had such a bleak worldview when you read the recipe for tuna omelet under his name. Short story writer Mary Lavin is partly to blame for the idea of making mackerel with prune stuffing. And the poems of Paddy Kavanaugh inspire a recipe for the traditional Saturday night fry, a kamikaze cholesterol fest of fried sausage, fried rashers, fried tomatoes, fried bread, and fried black and white pudding. Pass the pacemaker, please. At the other dietetic extreme, Irish vegetarians like George Bernard Shaw might have subsisted on a dish called champ, a mash of potatoes and leeks. The meat version is called thump. But by far, the most appalling recipe here is for something known as collared head, referred to in a novel by Oliver St. John Gogarty. It's a kind of massive sausage that requires 3 half pig's heads, 6 pig's feet, 6 hocks, a pair of boots, and an entire weekend to make. To be fair, A Trifle, A Coddle, A Fry also includes tamer recipes for scones and soda bread, as well as a lot of delicious literary anecdotes. It also clarifies what's meant by the phrase, the luck of the Irish. Between famines and feasts like these, it's amazing we Irish have any stomach lining left. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Trifle, A Coddle, A Fry.